The Frames Per Second Podcast.
I'll only love.
Wanna know where I'm going after I leave here? Mariela.
As the sea. You know the thing about you? Sometimes you just sort of go away.
What's going on? It's your boy Nikki Duse, aka Mr. No Disrespect, and you're now tuned in to the Frames Per Second Podcast. And before I get into everything, if you are a new listener just now tuning in, thanks for joining us on this conversation. We just recently got a shout out from Radio Public, I believe, as one of the new indie podcasts to check out. So if you like what you hear, please subscribe so you can get a notification on everything that we release. And if you gravitate towards any of the personalities that you hear on this episode, you can catch them all on a bigger podcast network called the Dead End Podcast Network. Make sure you go to deadendpodcast.com where you can check out more episodes from Frames Per Second, along with Is the Mic Still On, Dead End Gaming, and of course, I'm going to do a shameless plug for my podcast, No Disrespect. So now I got the church announcements out the way.
Govern yourselves according.
We got a few special guests joining us on this episode. First and foremost, the official, unofficial co-host of Frames Per Second, Naturally Nay.
Hello.
And we also have two-fifths of the Dead End Gaming podcast, Tyler and Eric.
Hey, what up, though?
What up?
This spoiler, that was it?
Yeah, that's like, I mean, that's all she gave. So I'm like, shit, I want to give no more energy to it. You're like, damn, you're just hungry for
this. This your first time on.
You wait to be back on this.
You got to shine on this one. This your first time, ain't it?
Nah, it's my first time in a while. I was on all the Walking Dead ones.
Yeah. Oh, the Walking Dead, okay.
Oh, yeah, he was the OG guest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was here before you.
He was before me then.
A little bit.
Well, I'm glad we're doing this episode because it's kind of like a collaboration episode. Before I go into everything, this is a spoiler-filled episode. We are going to review the first episode of the fifth season of Black Mirror titled Striking Vipers. The reason why this episode is bringing us together is because it's dealing with video games and also dealing with cinema or television. So it's great to have the Dead End Gaming representation on this episode.
Thanks.
Because when I was watching the episode, I thought of y'all. I was like, I hope y'all watching this.
I bet
this.
You did. You're like,
well, no. I thought of y'all. Not from
Nick
that.
Is online.
Here we go.
What? Before we get to this, about 3 minutes.
I thought of y'all because it's a video game. It's dealing with video. Gaming. Y'all always going to the wrong place. it deals with video games, and I wanted to just hear y'all reaction to it. If y'all watching, I'm glad y'all did. So I'm gonna let y'all start off with y'all first reactions to the episode.
I enjoyed the episode. I thought it was interesting. I did put myself in the shoes of the gamers, obviously, and I think it was just a good exploration of what cheating is, what it isn't, what sexuality is, and all that stuff, and where technology could possibly go. And I'm going to just leave it at that right now. Just know that I liked it.
I didn't know how to feel after it was over. It was dope. Like, that's one of the things that I appreciate about Black Mirror, even though I don't really watch it for real. I appreciate how they kind of come up with new and inventive shit. And that's one of the reasons why they have the viewership that they do. It was a really interesting concept. It was very well executed. So, like, kudos to them for that. But yeah, I even knew what was going to happen before I watched it. I was still sitting there, like, the whole time. Y'all can't see my face, but I was, yeah, there was a face made by
stale
me
face
that was involved. No, it was just, no, it was more of like a Nick Young GIF face with the question marks.
Oh, okay.
I think that was probably my face for a lot of it.
What about you, Nay? What you think?
So this was my very first time watching anything Black Mirror other than Bandersnatch, which was bullshit, right? So I was going in a little questionable because I was saying I wasn't going to watch Black Mirror, but I was very pleasantly surprised. It was, I was with Tyler. I had a face the whole time. I think we watched it almost all the way through right after. So I was like, nah, I got to put some pieces together. It was less to me, and maybe because I'm not as into games as you guys are, but it was less about the video game and more about relationships and the expectations of them, and yeah, the different layers of relationships for me. So it was really interesting to me. I liked it.
Ken, Mike, y'all thoughts? Are you still thinking?
Nah, I'm not still thinking. I mean, I was like, what the fuck? You know, to be honest, I just sat there for a minute. I was just, you know, with the blank face. You know, I was just confused. I was just trying to figure out everything. Like, well, not everything, but what was going on, you know, in the episode, like, between him and his homie. Like, so that's where I was at. So, yeah.
Yeah, this episode really, really fucked me up. Fucked me up real good. No, but
will you shut up? I'm sorry.
I mean it like that. It really.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, all right.
So the oldest one here.
Y'all gonna be the most.
And we're the youngest ones here.
Clearly. Y'all gonna be ignorant.
We're the only ones giggling.
Now we go get into it, of course.
Okay, wait, no.
I'm gonna leave, man.
I'm gonna straighten up. So yeah, I liked it. I thought it was really, really dope. I thought I don't know shit about video games really, but I thought the way that they discussed sexuality in this was really interesting. Mm-hmm. I thought the questions that they asked were really, really interesting. Questions that I still don't have answers to. But yeah, it really got me thinking hard, and I find it funny that you mentioned Bandersnatch because the same guy did this one.
That's
and
weird.
It's extremely weird because it's like the writing was so much better here than Bandersnatch.
Maybe it was like his redemption or something. He like, I gotta get this right. Cause
I don't know what it was, but he did his job with this one.
Tyler, you mentioned that from the beginning you figured out the plot. Or you kind of knew
no,
it was good.
No, somebody told me.
Oh, okay.
What it was because I wasn't planning on watching it, and so like in the in our Dead End Gaming like text group, somebody like BZ sent a meme, and I was like, "Yo, somebody tell me what actually happened in this episode because I'm not gonna watch it, and I want to like understand this meme." And so I think it was Eric. Like sent me
looking right at me, did not remember. I sent her a whole ass Instagram video.
So you're not a real friend because I'd have been like, I'm not gonna tell you that. Go
I wasn't gonna tell her, but she wasn't gonna watch it. So I'm like, all right, then I'll tell you.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's okay. So he sent me a video on Instagram.
Go on.
He sent me a video on Instagram, and so I already knew what was gonna happen. And then I think we were all talking about it one day after we recorded, like, is the mic still on or this? And like y'all were talking about it. I was like, all right, fuck it, I'm gonna watch it. So I already knew what was going to happen, but I still was not really mentally prepared for what I was actually seeing when it started going down. Like after that first like virtual reality scene, I was just sitting there like, wait, I think I had to pause it. I paused it for a second.
For me, I
real life pause.
Like, wait a minute.
For me, going into it, just watching it, like I felt like I could pick out what was going to happen based on the first scene or interaction. They're at a bar. And this guy's talking to this girl who just looks like he's just, you know, trying to holler at her. Then you come to find out that's his actual partner, his wife. And then what stuck out to me during that conversation, I think she said, I really like role playing or mm-hmm. something like that. And to me, when it comes to Black Mirror, you can't like skip over any mm-hmm. word, any type of dialogue, any scene. It matters and it may play into effect down the line. So when everything started, like when you see that they're living with another guy and, you know, it's Danny is the main guy and his roommate Carl, it's like, okay, I kind of knew something was a little fit because they was a little, really? It was a little yeah. too heavy handed on the buddy yeah. shit.
It was more
he like
Carl
climbed
than
on top
Danny.
Of him.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I get, but y'all don't know guys who are like weird like that.
Not Black guys.
Y'all know white dudes that climb on each other.
Well,
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. I know white people, Mike.
Yeah,
you know?
I guess that makes sense.
White people can get away with that shit.
White folks do that.
Yeah, it's like frat shit that dudes did in college. I remember dudes doing in college when they were playing a video.
But they were acting a little bit too friendly. Well, not it was Carl. It was more Carl.
When he started humping him, I was like, bro, this is going somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I was asking myself during that scene, since I was coming from a place of already knowing what the ending was, like when that was going on, I was like, but I was like, if I didn't know where it was going, would I have still had that thought that it was obvious, you know?
No, I called it out quick.
Cause yeah, he was too frisky.
Yeah.
Frisky.
Taking his controller and shit. Yeah. And just, you know, it was weird. Just like,
I haven't heard anybody say frisky at a really time.
You better stop.
So I thought about it at that point, but I'm not gonna say it was obvious at that point. It was a little bit later in the episode.
Well, what I usually do is like I try to pick out things and try to see like, is this where they're going with it, or is this where they're going with it? And like they kept leaning into that, and then like they do a time jump of like what was it,
11 years.
Mm-hmm. And they're older now, and they don't really, they were like best friends back in the day, but now they barely see each other, like maybe every other year or once a year from like Danny's birthday and stuff. That's where you see their next interaction, and it seems like Carl was like very excited to see him, but not like to see both of them, because like he's cool with both of them, but he was really excited to see Danny. And then he gives him the video game because that's where they bonded over last time, and from there it just kind of takes off. And I wanted to know, like, was their relationship like kind of, did it not make sense to some point? Because I feel like it jumped over once they started playing the video game.
What do you mean?
Like, for them to be like, oh, this is a new reality. Like, virtual reality is very, like, realistic and everything. And then they don't even fight during their, because they fight over, the first video game they do is like a fighting game, look like Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat. Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, this game, 11 years later, is more advanced with technology and stuff. So when you see them, you think they actually do like a really like epic battle, but then like they just fight a little bit, and then all of a sudden they just started kissing.
Well, they fought.
Well, they fought. Yeah. And then Carl like kissed him, and then dude was like, "Whoa, what the fuck? No!" And then how
they
do I get out of here?
Kind of like, what the hell?
His hands were on his booty though.
There was a lot.
Well, his hands were on her, on her booty.
Before we even got to the kissing, they show like this weird ass angle of Carl's character, I forgot the name of the character, doing this kicking move, and it was all up
Roxanne?
In her crotch.
Yeah.
Roxanne, thank you. All up in her crotch. And I was like, okay. And then Carl, Roxanne mounts Lance, I think.
Yeah.
Mounts, and I'm
on
like,
the top, like
Then I'm like, I think I know where this is going.
Eric's like, I've been done that move. that's my signature move, boy.
Nah,
that's
but
the mean mugger. We
not doing
that. Hell no. Nah. But that's where my gear started turning. I'm like, this is about to turn into something like sensual, especially when they were talking about you can feel everything type of shit. And I'm like, yeah, this is going somewhere else. But that's when I started noticing the weirdness after the humping. But I was at the humping, I was just like, black people don't do that shit. But that's all I thought about it.
So going off of that, and then it escalates pretty much. It goes from like, well, it doesn't escalate. Danny goes out the game quick because he doesn't, you know, he feels uncomfortable with what just happened. It's like, this is my friend. All of a sudden we started kissing. Like, those feelings and emotions just kind of like put him in overdrive.
I don't think he cared that it was his friend. I think he cared that it was a dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. What were you watching?
No. I mean, I understand.
Both though, right?
But I'm saying, but yeah. I thought it's already assumed that since it's his friend, that it's it's the only friend that he shows on the show. So it's like, I think it was
a dude, and then it's you, and then it's like, what does that mean? Because we actually know each other. Like, what is this?
It was more. It's a dude.
It was just like, I just kissed Carl.
Right.
That's the thing. Like, I would think about Carl more than he's a man. At least if
it's his dude friend.
It was man. He ain't thinking about any of that other shit. This first reaction is like, I just kissed this nigga.
Yeah, because if it was a female friend, I don't think he would have had that reaction. Like, he might have still been like, whoa, that's weird. But it wouldn't have been quite as volatile, his reaction, that is.
Because he blames it on drinking. Like, he was like, hey, man.
Which he ain't drank nothing.
He showed it. He was sober as fuck.
He had, like, a beer hours earlier.
Yeah. So then, how did they get back to it? I think it was
they play again, like the next night or something.
Mm-hmm. I thought he took some time off and like he didn't he not text him or like he saw him online
that was
again
later.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
So then he gets back online and they meet up again, and then
they ain't even go straight to it.
Then they pretend like they was about to fight and they walked slowly.
Yeah, that was stretching. That was stretching, and then they got right into it.
Once he knew his knee was good, he was like, all right, I can get into these positions like I used to. Because going back to the beginning of the episode, like it showcases like his love for his wife first, like when they start, you know, bumping uglies real quick, and it seems like, oh, this guy's just madly in love with his woman, and he has his friend on the side that he hangs out with.
No, wait, I thought they were just roommates in the beginning.
They were all roommates initially, and then him and the girl started started hooking up, according to what Danny said. But I think that they did a really good job of kind of hinting at the fact that now that they're, because I don't think they were married.
No, they weren't married, right. But they were so together.
Now that they have this family life and they're married and they have a kid, I think they did a really good job of kind of hinting at a little bit of, like that first scene with the cookout when he was looking at the chick who was bending down and had a lot of ass crack out.
Yeah.
It's like they did a really good job of subtly showing that his attention is getting caught up elsewhere than his wife. So kind of showing a bit of boredom in his marriage.
Hmm. Yeah, I thought...
They both did, because she had her situations at the bar. He had the situation where he would kind of look elsewhere just real quickly. Nothing major. Not like he's about to cheat on her or anything. But there were very subtle innuendos of there being some just a slight boredom.
Because first the other guy came up, the little mm-hmm. light skinned guy that had the weird sounding voice, and then he just kind of sat there. He was, you know, holding a little thing from the grid. We just mm-hmm. looking around. It was like, fuck, I'm married with kids. Like, right. This is my life now.
Right.
It was like,
so he was looking for excitement, pretty much.
Yeah, they're both bored.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then, so he goes and had, like, he has his escapism with this video game with Carl. And it goes on for a while mm-hmm. to the point where his wife starts catching on. And they have, there was a scene where they were at a restaurant, I believe. Mm-hmm. And that's when she pretty much is kind of fed up, or she thinks something, her woman's intuition is going into hyperdrive, and she's like, all right, what's going on? Like, tell me something. Like, is it me? I know we're married. I know it's kids. Do I not turn you on? He was like, nah, baby, it ain't none of that. Basically lying his ass off. I thought that conversation was interesting, because you would think, because he comes off as a good guy and he comes off as an honest guy. And I thought that they were going to have that conversation, or he was going to maybe spill something.
Nigga, why?
On their anniversary?
Right.
Well, he
in
forgot that.
Well, you trying to die in public?
He forgot their anniversary. Because he seems like you could tell he has a lot on his mind. Mm-hmm. Like he
think about that dick.
Well, it ain't.
The virtual dick.
It ain't no virtual.
It's his virtual dick.
He wasn't getting the dick. He was giving the dick. That's why it's interesting.
Okay, I guess we'll get it.
Yeah, basically, it's like, yeah, no. It's a virtual pocket pussy. That's what.
Oh,
come on.
That's what I see. That's what I thought about. Because, okay, so going into it, Carl's avatar is a woman, and mm-hmm. Danny's avatar is a man.
Right.
So when they're having sex and having, you know, those interactions, it's a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the mind of Carl, because Carl is a man.
First of all, the fact that they even got that far, it was amazing to me, because Carl told him, he's like, yeah, everything feels real. And then he punched and started kicking each other. Like, at what point he was like, okay, this feels too motherfucking real. I ain't going to sit here and take all these goddamn punches.
Well, because remember, he said, like,
that's
don't.
Why he kissed him. Well, I'm trying to get hit.
let's change this up
a little bit.
I mean, if we going to feel some shit.
I'm saying. Play a new game. Sure. Let's get into it.
But when they do get hit, like, they heal up quick. Like,
it don't matter. You still feel that shit, bro. Like,
well, yeah, he definitely felt it.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, after a couple of punches and sweep kicks and, you know, body slams, I would have been
over
out.
It.
Yeah, I would have been out with the quickness. Like, you can have this shit.
Well, I was interested because the conversation he had with his wife, I thought he was going to say something, because I thought he was going to be like, all right, you know what? I'm on to this new thing, because how much he was playing the game. And he was going to be like, you know, I just want to tell you up front, like, this mm-hmm. is what it is. Like, he
didn't even know what it was exactly.
Well, I thought it was because, like, I'm not interested in you no more. That's what I think the conversation was.
But I don't think that was the case at all. And I think the conversation was very interesting and pivotal, because what she was saying is that when you get married, it's like there's a certain level of domestication and boredom that comes with that. And from her standpoint, she says you shut that shit off and you're loyal to what you have. And he hadn't, and because of what he was doing, he opened that shit up. So now you're dabbling over here in things that I'm shutting off because I'm loyal to you. So I thought that conversation was very interesting and very pivotal to the way the show ends up. Because ultimately they both did exactly what she was saying was being done in that conversation.
Especially prior to, I think, that dinner, didn't mm-hmm. she was hit on before that.
Right,
too.
Right.
You know, a boy rolled up on her.
And let's not forget, this is not only physical cheating. he would, if you want to call it that. It was emotional. They was cuddled up, talking, right. sitting by the river. That's not. And what?
That's not. No. I wouldn't consider that.
Why not?
Oh, they were opening up to each other, cuddling.
They were already
shit.
Friends, though, right?
Yeah. I don't. I think that's what I'm, that's what I was talking about before. I think there's a lot of deeper layers than it's just simply, oh, this is just cheating and blah blah blah. I think there's a whole lot of other shit going on with this episode. I don't know that I would look at it like, oh, this was emotional cheating. I don't see it. I definitely think it was cheating.
Okay.
But it's a different kind of cheating? Like something that
I mean, it's cheating, period. You know? I mean,
I can't stop laughing at Dave's face.
Because I'm trying to understand, why do you not feel like this is emotional cheating? Because at the end of the day, this is your friend that you're having this virtual relationship with.
What the hell is emotional cheating?
It was more than sex. That's all I'm saying. It was more than sex.
But it wasn't. Okay.
They were chilling. Really, they were hugged really up.
Yeah, that was. I don't think it was, because when they go back into the real world, they weren't really kicking it. Because
they was awkward as fuck. Oh,
exactly. That's why it really wasn't an emotional thing. And that's what they realized at the end. And it really wasn't an emotional connection.
They realized that, yeah. They wanted to
They realized there was no physical connection, but there is still an emotional connection.
There wasn't. There really wasn't. That's why they were not hanging out in real life. There wasn't an emotional connection. They were realizing. So when we were talking about, before we can get into it, when we were talking about before that you thought the entire thing revolved around being on the down low. And I said that I disagreed. I think a lot of this had to do with them discussing what sexuality is. You have one guy who is more interested in men, clearly Carl. Then you have Danny, who's interested in this sexual side. And then he's trying to figure out, does that make me gay? And I think that's really what the episode was.
You don't
was
think
discussing.
Carl was doing the same thing, though?
I was going to say the same
thing. No, I think Carl was like, yo, I think I'm gay.
Why do you think Carl was more into men?
Because, one, because in the game, the avatar that he was fucking was a dude.
Hey, he did. Well, he said he fucked some women too.
Yeah, but yeah,
and
a
polar bear.
That shit had me dying. Nah, your tweet had me cracking
a polar
up.
Polar bear, nigga.
I fucked a polar bear, and I still can't get you out of my mind.
because it's deeper than just the sex.
No, I think it's not an emotional cheating thing. Like if you even look at them during the dinner, the way Carl was acting towards Danny versus the way Danny was acting towards Carl was it told everything.
Right, because he got his wife right there. He finna
Not want Carl around, period. He's like, why did you invite me?
He treated like a mistress.
He was completely done. Exactly. Yeah. Carl was like, yo, like, I'm gonna be there. He's all in his ear and shit.
Yeah.
Carl was clearly into dudes.
No, right. I agree
with Mike. I think Carl is into dudes.
I think he was into the sex. Danny
was into the sex. Carl was into Danny.
No, because Carl was like, when he talked about, because like you said, Danny's avatar is a male, so he still performs as a male. But with Carl, it was a woman. And when he described that feeling, he was like, yeah.
It's like a symphony.
Yeah, when I'm doing it like in reality, like it feels like a solo guitar. But when it's in this world, it's virtual. And I think he was like, I never felt this before, and I want to keep that feeling. That's why when Danny cut it off, he kept going back and trying to feel that feeling again. But
yeah,
it was only –
he kept saying he – I had this other guy.
He said he tried girls, but
he was leaning more on men.
He was leaning on Danny.
He was into Danny, the man Danny. Danny was into the sex that he was getting in the virtual world. Like you said, he was bored in his marriage. Mm-hmm. I don't think that Danny was necessarily interested in men. He was interested in that situation with Carl.
And I think Carl was interested. Well, I think it's a little bit of, I'm kind of split down the middle, right? So I think he was definitely into his boy, but I also agree with Nick where he was also all into this feeling that he's never felt before.
Of course, sure.
Which is why he always was in that world, if I remember correctly, unless he said otherwise, as a female character.
Right, yeah. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And then he's proving it.
Does that mean that he's into men or more into the feeling that he's getting as a woman from a man?
I don't think so.
Because you know they say it ain't like your first time. So when he was in this,
it was about the first time.
I'm just saying, like the first time he goes into this video game and does the experience is with Danny, and it feels great.
Okay.
And there's no one else like Danny because, I mean, they have a relationship in and outside of the game, And I think that's what elevated that feeling. That's why he kept going back to him, to Danny. Not for just Danny, but just like, Danny, you're the only one that can do this.
You're missing. They didn't really have a relationship at all. They didn't even hang out for 11 years.
I'm saying
he didn't know who his kid was.
Compared to anyone else that he had sex with.
They hung out within that time period. When they had that conversation, he said the last time I hung out with him was last year for his birthday. So it's like they hung out periodically, like a year, like for birthdays here and special events
right,
there.
But how close could they possibly be if he didn't know who his child was?
Hell, when you marry with kids, sometimes, I mean, you could be real tight and I don't see you for a couple years.
No, but you just said, like, they were hanging out for birthdays, mm-hmm. whatever. You don't know who his child is.
Did he say he didn't know the kid?
He said, that your kid? And he was like, no, that's so-and-so's kid.
I mean, a year is a long time. If you ain't, yeah, I'm with
for your kid to transform into another child? I mean,
they grow.
To Carl, yeah.
It seemed to me more like they were cool when they were younger, when they lived together, and then something pushed them apart, and then they weren't really that cool for
marriage
a while.
Marriage pushed them apart.
Right. Mm-hmm. And they weren't cool for a while, and then they came back to being cool, and even then, things still seemed awkward.
They were cool, they just didn't hang out as much because
they lived
Danny
completely different lives.
Right.
And so, Carl was the bachelor running around.
Right, with Mariella.
Because he had just broke up with his girl, right, before he got with the other chick, the little
so
young
it didn't
chick.
Seem like they had a real solid relationship in the real world anymore.
So are you saying there was friction between the two of them?
I don't know that it was friction. When I've watched the episode twice, and when I watched it the first time, I didn't really catch on to a lot of the shit that I saw the second time. When I watched the second time, it was giving me very clear indications that Carl was a lot more into Danny than I thought the first time.
I do.
Whether or not Carl is into other men is, I think, it's kind of irrelevant. But I definitely think that when you're talking about down low, or whatever you want to call that, that could more apply towards Carl than it could Danny.
So you're saying you believe that Carl's gay and Danny's just on the spectrum? Or do you think
both of
them? I
don't know that Carl. See, that, and that's what I think is so brilliant about this episode.
Exactly.
Is because I don't think it's very simple. I don't think it's as black and white as, do you think so-and-so's gay or he's not gay?
Right.
I think it's exploring this whole idea of sexuality not being linear. Like, Danny likes to have sex with Carl.
In Danny's mind, Danny
is having sex with a woman.
Yes.
But in reality, Danny is really having sex with a man. So then Danny is fucked up because he's like, well, shit, does that make me gay? Am I, like, fucked up? Do I not like my wife anymore? Like, what's going on? Meanwhile, you have Carl, who feels like he has to portray this woman in order to get the gratification that he really wants in real life.
But that's why I like when, you know, they came out. He was like, man, all right, just meet me at the bridge. Let's figure out
what this is.
And even Carl was uncomfortable with the whole situation.
Exactly.
That's why we're like,
Should I start? Like, how does it work?
Get this shit over with.
How you start kissing somebody doing that? No, that's what was funny.
Because they're in this whole other world.
Right.
And in this real world, I don't think they have those connections at all.
Because they're technically not even having sex. It's all virtual.
That's what I was going to say. Like, when you said, like, you're having sex with a man.
But they're still interacting.
It's not cheating. It's not nothing.
What you mean that's not cheating? The fuck it ain't.
The same way some people can consider, like, people who have porn addictions cheating in marriages.
Oh, that's just cheating. You're getting picky at that point.
But some people consider it that. Some people do consider it that.
It depends on the amount of time and attention that it's taking away from the relationship that you have with this actual person. Like, if you are more obsessed with watching porn than you are with actually having sex with your wife, yes, that's a problem.
It's a problem, but is it cheating?
Yes, because you're taking shit away from me. You're cheating on me. You're not giving me what I need, and you're giving what I need to someone else.
I don't think it's cheating. I just think you're just having your attention is diverted towards other things outside of your marriage.
Right.
So, yeah, but he couldn't even perform with his own wife.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
He was always tired and shit.
No, he wasn't tired.
He wasn't tired.
He was losing it. Yo, you're stupid. he was losing attraction to his wife because there was this whole other thing that he was realizing that he's into.
I don't think it was that.
He was really sleepy?
I think he was
no,
tired.
No, I don't
too.
Think he was sleepy. I just think that whatever went on in his I think he was having
fun.
Virtual wet dreams or something.
Exactly.
I think that shit manifests itself in real life.
That's what I mean. And I think that he was losing it towards his wife.
No. I think whenever he ejaculated in that world, I think it happened in real life. And at that point, he couldn't.
Or just that you're so infatuated with what you have going on in this virtual world that it does, you don't get the same arousal or same interest in what you have been accustomed to.
And it's something, yeah, it's something new. So. Yeah.
So
I'm stuck on Ken saying ejaculate. I feel weird right now.
He said it so.
We was trying to brush past it. We was trying to keep the conversation going.
When he ejaculated.
I mean, there you
he
go.
Got the suit on, so that's why he's trying to get into professor mode. Right.
So the fluids.
Right.
His wife, Theo. I thought that the only flaw that I have in this episode is that you don't really get to see her reaction to all this once Danny finally tells. Like, after.
I didn't need to see
I didn't,
that.
You didn't have
I wanted to see
I
that.
I kind of wanted to, too.
I wanted to see because it's like, it's a crazy concept. And I wanted to see how she would take, how she would deal with it.
She said enough. That scene when they exchanged the boxes, it was so subtle. That's why this episode was so good. Like, her facial expressions, she was like, all right, I expect this back first thing in the morning. Like, I can tell from that, it was like, I can tell that this was not, obviously, it wasn't pleasant. But the fact that they were able to have enough communication to where not only does she acknowledge that you're getting something that I can't give you and that you need, but now you got to give me what I need so I can go out and get my rocks off, however that happens to be while you're doing your thing with your boy. I love that. I think that it opened up, especially for people who are in relationships and marriages, it just opened up for you to kind of figure out what that communication, like, how do you get to the point where you're that comfortable?
But that's a big jump as far as her character, because like the last time.
Is it?
Because when she describes a relationship, right, at that dinner scene, she talks about it like it's within a box, in my opinion, as far as once you make this commitment, you can't do anything else outside this box. And if you are doing something else, let me know.
But she also acknowledges that I have the desire to go outside the box, too. That nigga hit on me, and I liked it. Sometimes I just want to feel that.
But because I'm in the box, I had to stop myself.
But because I'm in the box, I have to stop myself. You've already gone outside the box. So now what do we do now that the box is opened up?
Hence, open marriage on anniversary? Was it only on the anniversary, I think?
Now, that part I didn't know either. Is it that it was just on the anniversary? Because they exchanged that like they've done it before. So is this a situation where we give ourselves, like, remember he said every first Sunday or something, like, is it a time where we understand that there's a period of time where you do that? And he had it marked on his calendar because he was ready to get his man.
Carl was a dope fiend for that dick.
Man,
because like he has his bachelor pad, and then ever since he played the video game, you start seeing stuff go away and like stuff being covered up, and then he got a cat now, some old shit. I'm like, alright man, no disrespect to people.
What you trying to say, cuz? What you mean?
No disrespect. I'm just saying, like, it seemed like he was needing something like comfort, and I feel like that's
Ryan feels the way too. We are offended. Us cat people are.
I'm not
offended.
Saying
he did that corny shit on purpose because he looked right at me when he said it.
I was saying,
like, I'm not gonna stop this train.
I was giving him, like, no disrespect, but I'm just saying, like, it seemed like his whole personality changed after those experiences. Like, he goes from who's like a bachelor to someone
who flipped out. Yeah, Carl was.
Because Carl
was always teetering on the edge to me, though. He was always off to me. There was always something that was a little, like, quirky and almost
extra.
Too excited. Right.
He was into Danny. He was into Danny in real life. It was so obvious.
I don't know. In real life?
That, though,
watch it again. Especially during that barbecue scene. Watch it again. The way they interact, I feel like they were putting those nuggets in there for you to really, like, be like, oh, okay, so Carl was really into this in real life.
I felt that, but because I already had an idea of what was going to happen, I was looking for those signs. So I didn't know if I was putting that on the screen and it actually not, you
maybe
know,
I'm
be
doing
there.
That.
You know,
yeah, because why didn't you ain't on the mic, bro.
I know.
I can't even really hear
but
you.
But he said it wasn't any fireworks in real life.
Yes. So, and that's what I was saying before about the whole sexuality thing. So I think that he was in, like, he was developing these weird feelings for his boy. But I think when it came to a physical thing in real life, like when he kissed him, he was just like, it doesn't feel the same. I still have these feelings for you, but it doesn't feel the same way it does.
He had a gaming addiction.
He had a what addiction?
A gaming addiction.
Oh my God.
Wait, are you... making a pun?
No,
yes,
I'm not.
He was making a pun.
He
emphasized the fuck
diction.
Out the dick.
No, I'm not.
The dick.
Yes,
it's my
did.
It's my accent.
But I don't know. I don't get that's and I may have to watch it again, but I didn't get that feeling from Carl. I think Carl was just like,
which
I just
feeling?
Want that he just wanted the feeling. He didn't care.
But
he was licking his ear and shit.
You guys did an episode on gaming disorders, right?
Yeah, we did.
So I think you can add that to this episode as well. Mm-hmm. This guy was stuck in this world, and he was obsessed with the things that he was receiving from this world, and he couldn't turn it off to the point that he was willing to try with any and everybody to receive that feeling. Now, he could only get it from that one person.
Exactly. Why do you think that is?
But I think he still was addicted to what was going on.
I don't think it was almost like he was. I kind of get what you're saying. It's almost like he was attracted to him, his person versus his sexuality. Yes. Almost like pansexuality, where it's like, I'm not concerned with your genitalia or your genetics as much as I am with your spirit and who you are as a person and the way we relate. So, because I do remember thinking at the end when they started to actually, once they agreed that they were going to do this on a semi, whatever regular basis they identified, it's like, is that like pansexuality, where I'm not concerned about the genitals of the person as much as the spirit or the connection with the person? So I do kind of see where he was into Danny as a person. In real life, it might have been as a friendship, and I'm obsessed with, maybe he missed his friend, maybe he just, you know, they didn't have the relationship that they had when they were in college anymore, and because of that he longed for it or something.
I feel like they constantly showed him looking for connection, right? Or feeling disconnected. Exactly. Like when he was with the young girl and she would be on her phone. And
can I finish myself off? I died.
But no, I think that at least from my vantage point, I feel like it was less that Carl was into dudes like in a discernible way, as much as it was that he longed for a connection with another person, mm-hmm. and he had a connection with his friend that he couldn't really find anywhere else.
Right.
I disagree. Like, if you watch it from the beginning again, like he says at the beginning, Roxette's gonna fuck your head off. Like, that's not just a simple line. I'm not making a joke. That, like, that's not just a throwaway line.
What does that even
mean? I was just about,
exactly. What does that mean? I'm going to fuck your head off. And then if you think about it at the end, that's exactly what he did to Danny. He fucked his head. Like, his head was completely fucked up at the end of the episode. And it all revolved to Danny. It all revolved around sex. But with Carl, it was something more.
So do you think that was Carl's intent going into the video game and giving him?
No, I don't. I don't think that was Carl's intent. I think that once they got into the game and it happened, that's when Carl was like, okay, I feel like this is kind of my way of figuring this whole shit out. I don't think it was as simple as both of them were just like, oh, there's this sex in this game, and
so
that's it.
Do y'all think this episode was about more of like fluidity in relationships or in sexuality?
Sexuality.
It doesn't have to be limited to either.
Both, I think it's sexuality.
I thought it was more relationships than sex. I mean, too. Of course, I think there's elements of both, but I think more relationships, because you have to relook at your friend now. Because Danny, I actually think if you want to go with that point, I think it's more Danny than Carl as far as who was leaning into the relationship, because Danny was willing to lean into it. That's why he's the one who initiated that meetup at that underneath the bridge.
He wanted to figure out what the fuck was going on.
Yeah, he was like, because remember, he said, he was like, if there is something, then I'll let it be. You know what I'm saying? It'll be us. But if it isn't, then let's dead.
I didn't get that it was going to be us. I think he was just saying, I need to. He has a lot more at stake. Mm-hmm. He has a wife and a child. Two children by the end of this. Mm-hmm. So I think he has to figure out what is going on so he can figure out what to do. Exactly. Like, if there really is something here, now I have a whole nother thing that I have to figure out, because now this actually is like a relationship.
That's why I thought he was going to be like.
He said like, it'll be us. Like,
yeah.
He said something along those lines. I don't remember the exact quote, but when they were getting ready to kiss, he was like, you know, if we feel something, then like, it'll be a us thing. Or
yeah,
it'll be
exactly.
Like that.
I think he was willing to be like, all right, I'm willing to leave my wife.
I don't think that's what he meant. I think he meant, if we kiss, then it's an us thing versus it's a video game and it's a
this is real
thing. It's a real thing. If we kiss and something happens, then it's a real thing. And when they kiss and it wasn't, I think that gave Danny a sense of relief, because he's like, okay, now I don't really have to deal with this.
I have answers.
I have answers now.
A answer.
I don't think he was ever really like, I'm gonna leave my wife and kid because the sex in this weird video game is dope. Like, I don't think that's what it was.
He just needed to know what the fuck was going on.
Right.
And going back to our conversation, Mike, that we had, I think it was the last time we did a Frames Per Second episode, when we were discussing this, I said it was a conversation that I feel like happens a lot in the black community. And that, it was interesting that these are black actors. Because, at least from my perspective, there's been friends I've had who dated other women who've been, like, scared of, like, makes like who's in serious relationships would be like, don't leave me for, like, if I ever find out you leave me for a man, let alone like anybody else, but definitely a man. Like, we gonna have a, like, I'm gonna kill you.
Wait, what?
Like, if you,
that there's a different layer of cheating when you cheat with someone of the same sex.
Yes. And
if you leave me for a man, are you talking about? Okay, can you give some genders here?
So I have a friend who's a male. Got and you. He had a relationship with a woman, and it was a serious relationship. And like in their conversation, like that I was around, they were talking about, you know, cheating and like different aspects of it, like one is what's worse than like what type of cheating situation is worse than the other. Mm-hmm. And she mentioned like if you know cheating on, if a man that she was with cheated on her with another man, that's more worse than with a woman.
I will say that there is something different, and Mike has spoken to this before, because if you go outside of our relationship to sleep with a man, ain't nothing I can do. I can't compete with that. I have no dick. I can't give you what that man gives you. The same way, like, get a strap on. Right. And so I can't. Okay. But if I choose to do that, but that's a completely different desire than you just going with another woman who might have caught your attention. I technically have the same body parts she does. I can do things to maybe compare to that if I see fit. But with a man, there's nothing I can do. So I think there is a different layer of betrayal there, because I can't do shit about it.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying. Like, and it was funny that they were all black, because like I feel like the download conversation is like one of the most like untalked about but talked about conversations in the black community, like who's on the down low, and like that's how things get spread around as far as diseases and other things. And
did that start from some books?
But yeah, so it's so funny because we talked about that the last podcast we were on. Since we've had that podcast, I found like 2-3 of them Elin Harris books in my house. So yeah, it was a series of, I won't say it started from a series of books, but I just think the down low epidemic, because of the homophobia in the black community, became almost like a culture, and there were books and things that were coming out, and a lot of the communication that was going on during that time is that's the way AIDS was being spread to black women. And so, like I said, I mentioned before, like I remember hearing that consistently in college and during years where I was personally learning and coming into myself sexually. So yes, that was definitely a conversation. There were books about it, there was movies about it. If a nigga say blow in my eye, then that means he gay and he wants your dick. Like, it was all kinds of crazy stuff going on. What? Around that culture.
Blow my eye?
Yeah. So it was
if a guy said that to another guy, or
yes,
a girl?
If a guy tells a guy, you got something in your eye, let me blow in your eye, that's him hitting on you and he's gay. That's the gay sign. Yeah, it was a whole thing.
But it was like a,
that blew my mind.
That lasted for what?
Did it blow your eye?
Sorry. But that was like a couple of years, right? And then it kind of...
It was, I would give it maybe like a decade.
It lasted a decade.
Yeah, it lasted a long time.
It was
from 2006 to like 2016.
Maybe
I'm just going back to AT&T because that's when I remember.
It was started well before that,
a little bit earlier.
It started because I said I was in college. So are we talking like 99?
So longer than 10 years.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So it probably was towards the tail end.
So y'all, weren't aware of that type of conversation.
Ain't nobody ever. I ain't never heard nobody.
It was talk about it was a movie. I think Bill Duke did it. It was a movie about down low, and I think that was a scene in the movie where they were talking about it, and apparently it came from somewhere. Yeah.
And I also remember in For Colored Girls, there was a whole thing where Janet Jackson's husband gave her. AIDS, feel like that's been like a whole thing, and it's specifically about a black man cheating on his like black woman and then giving her AIDS.
Yep.
That's always the full plot, the narrative. Line, whatever that's used. Yep.
My brother was in a movie like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't really hear about. I'm trying to move on.
It was a thing.
It's a good movie. No, I understand.
Hoover Park.
Yeah,
go watch it.
Okay.
Let's say it again.
Hoover Park.
Okay.
But that's hold on. Now, why is that sexy? Blowing in an eye?
I think it's just.
I think it's just like.
Or is it not something that actually happens? You just say, "Hey, blow in my eye." And it's like, oh.
I think you got something in your eye. Let me blow in your eye.
Like, would you let?
And if you let a man do that, then it's like, oh,
I wouldn't let anybody blow in my.
Well, I think it's like a gay.
I'm not blowing in anybody's eye either.
It's like a gaydar thing.
It's a what?
I think it's like a gaydar thing.
Yeah.
It's a secret handshake.
That's what I'm asking. They don't actually do it. They just say.
I mean, they might. If you let me, then I know we can get together later on.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, learn something new.
Yo has in trouble.
So if anybody says I'm trying to blow in your eye, you know.
Huh?
Yeah.
I'm blowing my eye?
Or if they ask you to blow in their
especially
eye.
Especially if they're looking through your glasses.
Oh, reciprocal blowing, however it works.
Blinking real fast.
I mean, I got like, allergies, so.
Ken, you got something in your eye. Let me get that out for you.
There was a student that asked me to blow in her eye. She had something in her eye. I was like, no. I ain't blowing.
What kind of.
Let me find out who this girl is.
I'm about to tell.
No, because she asked the director first, and Cedric was like, "Nah, you can ask Ken. He may do it." I was like, hey, "Nah, that's a college student. Y'all ain't put the
get me caught up like that."
Yeah, this was during the Me Too movement. I was like, "Uh-uh, so I need to figure that shit out."
Me Too movement is still not me.
He said, "Me Too, but not me."
Yeah, nah. I was like, "Nope."
I've heard a lot of symbols that mean certain things that I didn't know before. I've never heard the blowing in the eye, but there. When I used to work at an art store, I used to wear a wallet chain. And one of the guys in the pen department, he came up and said something. He's like, I had a girlfriend at the time. And he's like, oh, so I just want to let you know that you should really tuck in your wallet chain because that means something that you don't know that it means. And I was like, well, tell me what it means. And he wouldn't tell me.
How do you know that you don't know?
Because I had a girlfriend. Well, I guess you're right. I didn't think about that then. I don't think the discussions of sexuality was like a big thing 20 years ago. Either way. I should tell him I did know? Why? I don't know, but can you blow my high? No, I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Let me know. And he took me outside and he's like, just so you know, if you go around certain parts of town, if you wear a chain like that, that means you like to not only get fucked, but get fucked hard by other men. And I was like, who makes these fucking rules? Because
I have no
idea. How would you even know that? And he put me on game to a whole bunch of shit that if you don't want certain types of attention, you should not do. And we were working at AT&T later on, and I learned a whole lot more working in Midtown. But I've still never heard blowing my eye. That means you're gay.
I don't think you're supposed to hit because it's a secret.
But how can it be a secret if you're supposed to know? If I'm gay and you're gay, you're supposed to know. It can't be a secret.
I think it was just about culture. It's like a certain culture that you may be unaware of. And I think that's why this episode was interesting because it attaches a lot of themes to this gaming culture, right? I guess that's what I took from it. Like, you know how people like say, you need to get off that game. You focus on a game too much. Or like, you spend all your time playing video games. It's like, well, yeah. There may be different themes within that. Like, it may not just be about just the game. It may be about something more.
Yeah, just tell them you fucking.
I don't know if it's about much more because that thing doesn't exist in real life.
But the idea of it is intriguing. And it seems like with technology, with how advanced VR technology is getting, virtual reality, like, we're not too far off from that type of, like, gameplay.
I mean, there is more in the dark, the dark side of what could come out of it. That's what Black Mirror is all about. But I don't think it's something that's happening now. Like, I do get what you're saying. Like, that was something that, you know, that would be said to, like, boys playing games. Get out, you know, quit playing all that game and go out and get you some girls or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, but it didn't extend beyond you're going to sit on this game and, you know, you're going to think you're having sex with some character on the screen. Nah, it was just
a storytelling element. That's all I kind of saw the game it as.
I still think it's odd that you keep pulling the down low idea out of this. Because I don't think anybody was on the down low.
I think Danny Which was.
One? I don't
Danny
think
is
so.
Not on the down low.
Danny's Look, not. I don't think he's traditionally gay.
That's what I wanted to know. That was the question that I had as soon as it was over. I was like,
are they gay?
Is he? No. Danny, is he or is he not? Or are they?
I think that's what made it that interesting. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying I don't think Danny was gay at all.
You don't think either one or just Danny?
I think Carl was coming in too. I keep cutting you off. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. I'm just specifying Danny. Carl, I don't know. He did a whole. He was real touchy. He might just be a physically, you know.
But type, even when Carl was in like real life, he still didn't react in a way that would indicate that he's gay. Like, he was uncomfortable after they
started kissed. Fighting.
He might have not
tried to kick him and shit.
Danny might have not been the one in the real world. You know, maybe that was it.
Because there was no
He was download. The one in the virtual world.
There was no download.
But yeah, the only thing I can maybe see the download comparison is because they were very much have a whole situation going on in this world that his wife and family knew nothing about.
Yes.
So there was an aspect of hiding what you're doing. But I think that because there was no actual physical relationship, that's why it doesn't click to me to say download, because I don't feel like they thought they were doing anything homosexual. If anything, it was more like an affair than it was necessarily a down low affair.
Right. He was cheating, going back to what you were saying earlier.
But y'all think that it was cheating to some level?
Yeah, he was cheating.
Physically cheating?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think it was physical. Because like, you can't pinpoint it back to physical.
What I still mean? Think it's he's emotional. Really
like, but that's mentally though. That's not.
No, in real life when he was
getting nobody
hit,
was touching doing, him.
It doesn't matter. He in real life he's jumping and shit.
Well, he was shaking because he was hitting him.
Exactly. Feeling sensation. And then what do you think he was doing when he was like when he was hitting him? what do you think he was doing then?
Sensation at a pool.
Right. It's but, still a physical thing.
But that it's all of within the game, though. So if you would have explained that to someone, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm having sex with this virtual thing.
But is you're that, not feeling that, it. But you're feeling it physically in the game and clearly in real life. When his son comes up and kicks him in the shin, and he wakes up because he feels it in both places. Yeah. I think that was kind of the point.
But I think that was just an effect of being in the virtual world. I don't think it's anything physical. I still think it was like it was virtual. It was still like in his head because whatever that thing did to him, you know, it rewired his mind and everything was like taking place. I guess in this
because really that
but
game
he was having a it was almost like having a dream. Do you
okay?
See,
but
if
but
you're
then,
cheating, if you have sex with somebody in a dream, is that like
is that cheating?
Cheating?
And no, because I don't think you're feeling it physically.
You
I
could
think
have
he
a
was
nighty
feeling
mission.
Physically.
You could come. You could have wake
a,
up.
You
yeah.
could have a nighty mission from a really good dream.
Y'all getting real technical.
That is true. But there's also
think.
You can't really control
like
yourself.
Just,
no,
okay,
no, because like to Ken's point, like if you have a wet dream, if you have a wet dream, and that's from like you have a sex dream and you wake up and you got you know something happening.
We ain't
got
to go on all them details.
Yeah. I'm just saying
we have emissions,
like,
a night emission.
If that person exists, then I think there's a discussion to be had. If I'm
really?
Having
really?
Absolutely,
are you serious?
Yes. If like, I'm if, hold on. If I'm hold on, because y'all make me feel like I'm crazy. Maybe I am. Hold on. Let me work this out in my head for a
minute. Yeah. Think about that.
Shut up, Nate. Okay. Okay, so if I have a girlfriend, right,
mm-hmm.
and I'm having night dreams about another girl that mm-hmm. actually really exists in real mm-hmm. life, mm-hmm. like especially if it's something that I actually know in real life.
Like an ex.
Yes, mm-hmm. like an ex. If I'm having this dream over and over and over again, I definitely think that my girlfriend, if I had the dumbass idea to go tell her, I definitely think she has a valid reason to be like, okay, we need to discuss this. Why are you having constant night dreams about your ex?
But is it cheating?
But
is it cheating?
Yeah.
I don't think that's cheating. I definitely think that
it means something else.
It's not at all
because
it's not a choice.
Because she's not there. Because okay, you're trying to force this game shit into real life. So in the game, they're both there and they're both experienced.
No, they're not.
Yes, they
yes,
are.
They are.
They're both in the
mentally,
game.
Okay,
they're
mentally,
both.
Yes,
world, mentally.
Okay.
They're both in that situation, and they're both having sex with each other. In this wet dream, it's really only me and the virtual person.
But it's the physical word that...
Sure, but it's not cheating because she's not really there.
So you're not meeting her in your dreams.
No,
is the point.
I'm not
it's
meeting
not like
her.
I mean,
you don't have control of your dreams.
Yeah, right.
That's the thing. You don't have control of your
exactly.
dreams. You're making
you
a choice.
You
can
have
going,
control of your dreams if you're like lucid dreaming.
Many people don't.
If you have a big infatuation for someone, they will most likely come up in your dreams.
Then y'all should talk about that shit.
But that's why Nate was saying it. But is that cheating? Even if it's in your head, because everything we're talking about, whether it's just the reality of dreams or just this episode, as far as virtual reality, it's still in your head.
These motherfuckers premeditated, and that's the difference.
Exactly, this is different, and they're both actually there. Mentally or whatever
they
you want
go
call it,
to
they're
do that
there.
I just don't think it's physical cheating.
I agree. I do think it's emotional cheating.
But
I
they
do
feel everything.
Why do you think it's emotional cheating?
Because I don't think he believes. Do you believe in emotional cheating?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
100%. But I think the only thing that y'all can pull that was emotional cheating was their snuggle session for like 10 seconds. That wasn't really all.
Man,
they had a couple. They had a couple.
It's
yeah.
the fact
snuggling,
that
they
you
were
planning,
each other.
You were texting in real life. You're planning to go so we can, oh, let's do it on the
right.
beach. Let's do it in Castle Rock. Like they're planning where they don't go and have
and
sex
have
in
sex.
This virtual
That's
world.
That's not emotional cheating. Emotional cheating would
yes,
be,
it is.
How are you today? I'm not feeling well. Have you talked to your wife about it? No, but I want to talk to you about it. That's emotional cheating. Emotional cheating is not, I'm going to text you about where we're going to go fuck. That's just physical cheating. How, otherwise, if you're just physical cheating, how the fuck do you figure out where you're going to go physical cheat at? You don't just...
It's the cuddling that makes me call it emotional
exactly.
cheating.
Okay.
But that's a lie. That's a lie. Yeah. Yeah. You could be cuddling with your wife. You know, you bust your nut, you hop out the door, and you're going.
You know what?
But they over here cuddling and chilling, yeah. braiding each other hair and shit.
I think
it's
y'all
a,
adding too many words in front of the word cheating. It's the motherfucker's
it's
just
cheating.
Cheating.
I'm with you. But if you're talking about emotional cheating, I disagree. It was really only Carl. Carl has his little head in his lap and shit. Like,
you let him do
because
it.
Yeah.
So this episode is just I can't even.
It's deep.
It's so it's deep, but it was also like, do you guys think like for this type of conversation, this episode like executed and got his message out well, or is there still some confusion on what the real?
What do you think the message is?
I think don't question everything. Like I don't know. I think the like everything isn't what you think it is. Like everything can be questioned. Like even relationships. How is a relationship meant to be? Like how can you have a loving, happy, you know, healthy relationship? I think it was just questioning that, because the wife who was, you know, unaware of everything, but then once she became aware, she accepted it all to the point where she was like, let's work it out. Like for your birthday, you go and have this video game and I'll go to the hotel and wait for some random dude to hit on me.
So you think the point was compromise?
Maybe. Maybe there's a, like, there's a compromise.
I think the
in the
conversation is identifying what you enjoy and being able to open your relationship up to accept that. Because if you're truly in love with someone and you're truly in a partnership with someone, how far are you willing to open yourself up to allow that person to be happy? So to a certain extent, I do think it was compromise and just exploring what you get enjoyment out of physically.
I don't think that it's really possible to pinpoint one message. I think there were multiple messages. Mm-hmm. I feel like there were layers, you know, like you could look at it as compromising a relationship. Also what he like a kind of an examination of human connection and like what causes humans to connect, or, and then also like the sexuality thing. I feel like there were so many different themes here that it's almost impossible to say that one was the primary one, because there were just so much.
Would y'all like, okay, so here's my real question.
Would y'all let a dude suck your dick in
video game? not in that way, but yeah. Could y'all be in this situation? How would y'all handle it?
You really are.
I'm dead ass.
Would you, what do you mean?
So like, if you were.
If nah, Ryan, when we say teenage, how would we talk?
What are we talking about?
You want me to be, all right, no disrespect.
Would I go with, fuck an avatar? Like,
no,
what?
I'm saying if Rod was Danny and you was Theo.
Oh, see, shit. I'm not answering that.
We gotta go. So who's Carl?
We ain't answering that.
Who's Carl? Carl FIFA.
Carl B. Beezy
both. We ain't playing these games.
Y'all are talking a whole bunch of lies.
We
right
ain't
now.
Playing these games. Next motherfucking question.
Are your headphones on?
Nah, he listening. But Could you not?
No, the sexual stuff
I'm
out
taking,
of it.
I'm taking
right?
the personal stuff
so,
out.
So yes, I think when you are in a marriage, especially when you've been married for a long time, you do have to start to have open dialogue and communication about what it is that makes you happy, and if there is, if you do need to re-examine the confines of what your commitment looks like. Like, do you have? I don't think there's anything wrong, and I think that you kind of be doing yourself a disservice if you don't have somewhat of an open conversation about what do you find attractive? She piquing your interest. Well, what you like about that? Like, you have to have that dialogue. Now, how far you're willing to open that up really depends on the person and the people in that relationship. But I think the idea of, even though this was almost a very extreme circumstance, I do think the concept of having a conversation with your partner after years about how to open your boundaries up so that you two both are as happy as you can be in a situation is very common.
But does that work out practically? Like, because like you mentioned, it depends on, well, really, if you're in a marriage and you love that person more than anything, and you're willing to do pretty much anything to be with that person, to make sure that they're good, how open, like how much compromise can you actually do?
I think it depends on the people, but it's a conversation that you do have. Now, that don't mean that my conversation is, oh, you get a hall pass, but what is it that you're into? Do you want me to do, are you into, oh shit, sorry about that. That was, are you okay? Y'all look glasses good. I'm sorry, I hit the wire. I hit the wire.
Carl.
No, I think it depends. Like, is that role play? Is that, like, whatever it is that you two get into, you do have to have that conversation. Because, I mean, marriage is a long-ass time.
Ken, you the other married person on this podcast episode. What
don't
you,
ask him that question.
What you think?
Yeah, you asking the wrong nigga.
But I'm saying, like, all right, so, like, switch it. Like, if your wife was doing, or like the, your significant other was doing something like this, would you be open to?
No.
Because you just consider it cheating. It's off limits.
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah, no. I don't have all those words. I got one word.
I don't think anybody here is saying, yeah, you can go fuck your homeboy in a video game. No, that's not what we're saying. But I am saying that in the confines of a relationship, you do have to talk about, like, when things, because things change. And what do you do to keep your relationship, like, keep your attention and keep your relationship upbeat and happy, keep you guys happy?
Shouldn't have knew that when you.
That's what I was going to say. Like, don't you think you should have had those conversations before?
Shit changes. Marriage is a long time. I'm not the same person I was when I got married 5 years ago.
Yeah, and that game ain't what it used to be. I'm dead ass. It's different. The game was different.
What?
The literal video game.
Like, the video game of, like...
It wasn't a virtual, physical thing that, you know, you could feel back when they got married.
I thought we were talking about relationships.
I am, but we're talking about the virtual thing. You can't have a conversation about something that does not yet exist.
But I thought this whole... Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-mm, I'm just talking about relationships in general. But I'm not necessarily talking about the game.
He was bringing the aspect of it, like... Because of the advanced technology that allows you to do this, you might not think you would do something like or be cool with something like that because it doesn't exist.
Yeah,
but if it
they come out with new toys all the time. You don't know what you might like.
Y'all still think?
I'm just saying it has a new element. Like it's a new conversation you suddenly have to have, something that you would not have a conversation about before you got married.
This episode made me question, like, what am I comfortable with? And also just more of, like, what am I able to compromise on?
Just to make me question anything but what I saw on screen.
Because it's like you do have to consider other people's feelings when you're trying to, when you're in that commitment. Like, again, she mentions in that restaurant scene, there's a commitment. Like, good, bad, ugly, we're committed to each other.
I mean, you kind of knew that going in. I don't know.
But you don't know the situations. You just know the thought of it.
I'm kind of with Ken there. I didn't really. You know, obviously, I'm not married, thank God. But I didn't. I didn't get that aspect from watching this. When I finished watching this episode, I was just sitting there like, okay, what does at this point? What the fuck does gay even mean?
That's what I was. That's
y'all were more focused on this. So, what did you think about the wife at the end? Like the compromises that he made with her.
I thought that was deep because it was like. She's going to do it in literal real life while he's still in this game. And it still made it seem like him and Carl were not really that cool in person anymore because of this.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that whole thing was interesting. But I think the relationship part was kind of secondary to me. It was more so just the what does sexuality mean? Because what fucked me up is I sat there for a long time. And I'm just like. Does that make either one of them gay? Like, what does that even mean?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. But like I said, when I finished watching it, is what I thought. But I thought that was the kind of the whole point was to make us really rethink how we see these situations. Like,
it's not black and white. Like,
it's not black and white. Because I've heard these things where it's like, you know, I think we discussed that where it's like if a guy hooks up with a dude once, he's automatically gay for life, or if a guy. Likes sex with men, does that make him gay? Like, does gay involve physical attraction as well as emotional attachment? But I think with some people, it doesn't. I think with some people, it's just like, okay, if you fucked a guy once, you're gay, period. Mm-hmm. And I thought, when I walked away from the show, I was just like, well, shit, that really kind of fucks up that whole idea.
I love the fact that they did this with black people, too.
Why do you think some people don't?
Yeah,
some people,
I was just about to say.
Why do you like it? Why do you like it?
I mean, because that's a conversation that doesn't happen in our communities generally. Right. And I think in our communities, especially when you talk about black men, most of our black men think, yeah, if you have one sexual experience with a man, you gay. So to use this type of conversation about fluid sexuality with very seemingly heterosexual men, I thought that was brilliant.
What was the criticism you heard, Mike, as far as why?
Oh, just the whole, you know, they're always like trying to, what's the word that they always use?
Emasculate
the black man. Now they got these two gay black
but they
men
weren't,
on TV.
They
now
were
Falcon
very
gay.
Masculine men, though. They weren't, like, it wasn't like it was effeminate or anything like that. They were very masculine men,
well,
which is why I think
matters.
It was very well done.
I don't think the masculinity is the issue, like, as far as... being like a man's man. I don't think that's what they're talking about. I think they're just tired of seeing black men being shown as not being a traditional
hetero black
man. It goes back to the Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah, I get that, but they still were to me, which is why I thought it was done well.
Even if they weren't, right. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. Like, we don't see enough of the opposite anyway, so I don't think it's really even a discussion that's worth entertaining. And I'm just saying the discussion exists.
And you got to really also take into consideration the people that are probably making those comments probably didn't watch it. So they don't know that they were displaying, you know, masculinity on screen. Mm-hmm. They just probably saw people talking about it or mm-hmm. saw you know, pictures of the jokes and then, you know, mm-hmm. and then, you know, decided to chime in.
Right.
As far as the relationship towards the end and what she was doing, you know, I mean, again, I just thought it was like, you get yours, I'm going to get mine. And it was just, you know, just that simple, you know.
What were you about to say?
We've been going long. I've been talking enough.
Yeah, so this episode, obviously, it's a weird episode just because of it's something that you really have to ponder on.
What were you about to say?
It doesn't matter.
I want to know, Mike.
It doesn't matter. My head's always going in weird places.
I know.
So, we like that here. About you.
Oh, shut up.
Is that what? No.
You said go to weird places like
that. Nah, you don't have a little dog.
Nah, but yeah, I like the questions that it brought up. And it makes you, like, I think it's great that, because Nay, you said that you and Rod watch it together. I think mm-hmm. it's great when couples watch stuff like this together to see, like, just.
Yeah, I did the same. I was like, yo, we got to watch this. Everybody's talking about listening. I don't watch it. So. I was like, so, you know, is he or is he not? Like, what do you think? She was like, yes, because even though he was having sex with a woman, he was still engaged in sexual activity with a person he knew was a male on the other end.
You should have hit her with, like, what about that act like a lady, think like a man stuff?
that don't go with it.
Yeah.
That don't
go with it. Steve Harvey's not getting discussed in this podcast.
So, but you had a good, legit conversation, and y'all actually talked it out a little bit.
I mean, briefly, I was like, I thought that was, I was like, okay, I could see that. And then I was like, nah, he was still having sex with what he thought was a woman.
Right, because then you can introduce the whole trans idea. Like, if a guy is having sex with a trans woman, does that mean that he's gay? Because the whole if it's a man technically on the, well, you know, I'm not going to.
Yeah, no, that's complicated. Like that, yeah.
It's very complicated. I just don't want to offend anybody.
Yeah. No. You know, and you know, just to close it out, is that once they introduced them meeting in person and he didn't have any type of attraction or physical reaction to him, at that moment, it seemed to me like in that world, he was really just interested in having sex with a female person.
Character.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're stumped over here. So we, for those listening, let us know, comment on this episode or just the Black Mirror world in general. Let us know what y'all think about this episode, because we over here just still figuring out what the hell was going on. Yeah, that's us for this week. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Bye.